of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Yes, it's Thursday.
Good Trish morning.
Today, of course, is the 11th of March, 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center, Jared's at the helm. Good morning, Jared.
Good morning.
And Trish has the weather.
And it's 36 degrees in downtown Reading as we speak. We're looking for a high today of 63 and a low of 39. Clear. And on Sunday, a high of 68 and a low of 37. Still clear and sunny. And on Saturday, a high of 66, a low of 41. Partly cloudy and then slight chance of showers on Saturday night. And on Sunday, a chance of showers, a high of 56. Sunday night, a chance of showers and a low of 38. On Monday, the lingering showers are still hanging around, a high of 58 and a low of 37. So it looks like we're going to have just kind of some clear skies for a couple of days and then a chance of showers. Let's hope they turn into rain like the last group of showers did, because we got some nice amount of rains in some spot and some snow up in the mountains. So the weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Okay.
If you're driving around in the South County, watch out for that fog. It was right down to the ground all the way up to Bonneview this morning. Couldn't even see one car in front of you.
Wow.
So if you're going south headed towards Sacramento this time of day, be careful.
So tell me what you saw. With the homeless camp.
Okay, I was unaware of this. Okay, so Cypress. Okay, between Hilltop and Bocelli Lane, pulled over, and I mean I'm on the turn lane to get on the freeway going south, and in the overpass.
Okay, now wait a minute. Now. Hilltop and Bocelli. Okay,
and I'm on Cypress. Okay, and I'm getting ready to turn. To go south on the freeway. And I look up at the overpass. And
oh, that big overpass right
the
there.
The big overpass. Yeah. And at the top of the embankment that holds up the trusses that hold up the freeway, there's homeless living right on Cypress, on the road. I mean, but they're up in the space between
the ramp up there.
Yeah, on the ramp.
Well, you know what? That must be noisy.
Well, you would think. I mean, there was a guy rolled up in a sleeping bag sleeping there, and then there was all kinds of, like, you could see clothing and bags of stuff.
Wow. I know. You know, you told me about that this morning, and I was trying to picture it, but there's some other people have been putting photos up lately. I mean, they've actually, it's like little camps with rooms and stuff like that, and a generator. I'm sure they bought.
Well, we have a little shed at the Frontier Senior Center out in the backyard. Yeah. We have quite a nice garden and yard there. Yeah. And we have a little shed that we put back there to hold garden tools and what have you. But unfortunately, quite frankly, the people in the neighborhood would never, quite frankly, leave it alone. So I took a lock off of it some time ago. I mean, years ago. And don't have anything stored in it that of value. We had someone actually come in, put a lock on it, cut a hole through the side of it to hook up a cord to the sprinkler system, which they kind of tore apart, and plugged in a heater and a light and put in a bean bag and then put a padlock on it and locked us out. It was wintertime. We're not using the backyard. And, you know, so it took a couple, 3 weeks before I noticed
little ingenuity there.
Well, you know, and I guess what I would say is that it was girl. Because it was girls' clothing and girls, I mean, you know, candle and a light and all kinds of stuff in their clothes and everything. But if they had taken that amount of effort and put it towards finding a job or making a life, obviously not an ignorant person.
No.
I mean, had some skills there.
I don't know.
Amazing.
Right. You've been vaccinated.
I have.
You believe in vaccinations?
I do.
Isn't it funny? I run into people that I think are very intelligent people that question the vaccines.
Mm-hmm.
Medical professionals.
Yes.
Well, one medical professional. On the other hand, I have many medical professional friends that they don't question it. They think, you know, it's the right thing to do. And I'm not sure, you know, we've had people here listen to our show every day
mm-hmm.
that are totally anti-vax.
Absolutely.
And I don't know. I don't think of myself as a person that's a brainwashed type of person. I can pretty much make up my own mind, and I pretty much do my own research on things. But when I hear somebody that I know well, his questions was, my concern was, he says, pregnant women, what does a vaccine do to a developing child?
Yeah.
And I thought, well, that's and he says, now, none of us here tonight, except maybe you, Carl, have to worry about having children in the near future. And Linda, yours perked up right then. No. no, but he said, people, you know, beyond childbearing age, that's different.
Uh-huh.
He says, but that was his question.
Well, and I've had someone, in fact, someone said to me, well, you know that there's blah, 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 and you can make you sterile. And I said, yeah, probably not a problem.
I mean, I don't think that.
I don't think I'd worry about that too much.
And from what I understand, it's not the DNA, which has, I mean, that has all the genetic codes. It's the RNA, which is like a carrier thing.
Well, and there's a whole lot of things I know absolutely nothing about, and probably the contents of a vaccine is in that category. I mean, I really have no direct knowledge of that. This argument's been going on because I firmly believe that we eradicated a lot of diseases in the United States with the vaccines. Polio. My mother had polio.
Diphtheria.
Smallpox, all those things.
Mostly measles, bumps, those things.
So I've always been of the belief that that was a proper thing to do to go through society. I'm hot and cold on the vaccine for this.
Yeah.
Because I'm hot and cold on whether I think it was serious enough to do any of
that.
I can go back to it. I mean, yeah. I can real quickly get into the argument that this is nothing more than a really bad case of the flu and should have been treated just exactly like that. I can get into that argument real quickly.
But
did people die? Absolutely. But if this is, you know, I mean, I also have a condition.
Yes, you do.
That a lung condition that mm-hmm. I need to be very careful.
Well,
the vaccine seemed like a logical thing to do.
Well, we called you that day when we had somebody that had COVID
mm-hmm,
in
mm-hmm.
our offices and said, you know, she's at home and she doesn't show many symptoms, but, you know, we wanted to.
Yeah.
I'm
very conscious.
I almost insisted that you stay home because, you know, you're a warrior.
Well,
you're the warrior princess.
Well, and I mean, but I have, I mean, I've been aware of this and being very careful about getting any kind of okay, the COVID thing might kill me if I got it, but if a good case of pneumonia or a good case of the flu could do the same thing. I'm very careful about anything that, I mean, if you start sneezing and coughing around me, I'm not going to be anywhere near you, COVID or not.
And you shouldn't be.
And have it for 10 years, so this is nothing new.
Dr. Paul DeNuca put something out yesterday about the, on Facebook, that, about the mortality rate of this. And they've gone back and rescrubbed some of the numbers. I mean, they're extremely low. Yes, we've had people die from it, but they're extremely low. And if you're under the age of 70, they're really low.
That's exactly right.
And so the whole thing to me is that I'm not into conspiracy theories. I just not. Okay, maybe the Kennedy shooting. it might have been one. But all of this to happen in the last year of the Trump presidency, and then the push like this, the hysteria in the media. Is COVID serious? Yes. But it obviously is not as traumatic as we're looking back over this year as people were pushing out there. And again, saying that this became a political club cudgel to beat Trump with since Biden's been in and he's been in this. How many people have died since Biden's been in? Try and find that fact.
Isn't it amazing? Now, see, isn't that amazing that you're not getting beat over the head every day with that number with every news break? You're just not. And they've changed the whole reporting aspects of it. It's just changed. You're right.
It's changed.
You have to be asleep and just not paying attention to not think that however COVID got here, or the Chinese flu, however you want to refer to it, the Wuhan flu, or however you want to refer to this pandemic, however it got here or however it started, you can't deny the fact that they used it to beat it, to make it look like it was Trump's fault. I mean, I had someone say to me the other day, and I just said, they said, well, you know, they knew about this. They knew about this, that this pandemic was going to come. And we know that because Fauci was talking about you're going to have a pandemic and blah, blah, blah. And so this is all documented that they knew this was coming. But then the gentleman said to me, and of course the problem was simply that if Trump would have let them do what they needed to do, it was all Trump's fault that it got out of control. And I went, wow, how do you jump from they knew about it, they saw it coming, and then it was Trump's fault because he wouldn't let them handle it. At that point, you got to just say you have to agree to disagree because you can't even begin to have that conversation.
And here's one conversation we can have.
Okay.
How'd you sleep last night?
I slept really well. And in fact, I had to adjust my sleep number.
You did?
I did. I had to put it down a little because it was just too much. I put it down to 45 and I slept really good.
Well, Linda and I went bowling last night. And I realized that my golf score is higher than my bowling score. I'm not sure that it's supposed to be like that.
I think that's probably not a good thing.
But Linda killed everybody out there. Linda, when she focuses on something, whether it's singing, shooting, cornhole, playing that game, she focuses in and she just tears it up.
Wow.
And last night she had a great game. Now, I can say the rest of us maybe didn't take it as serious as she did. On the other hand, we're just bad. I shouldn't say this. It was the guys against the ladies. They creamed us the first game. It was so bad. And the second game. I think the third game we came back because they were tiring out. That was the only thing. But my sleep number bed last night, my sleep number setting last night was 55, and Linda's sleep number setting was 45. And we sleep so well in those beds. I can't say enough about sleep number. Enough that I can tell you is that we're going to look at upgrading our bed to the Sleep Number 360 smart bed. It adjusts to you as you move through the night. It has a super reputation. It's been rated number one by Consumer Reports. And right now, the new Sleep Number 360 smart bed can make a life-changing difference to your health and wellness. Don't miss the weekend special. Save up to $500 on select Sleep Number 360 smart beds, plus special financing and free premium delivery when you add a base. This ends Monday. It's only at our Sleep Number store over in the Target Shopping Center. Great people there. You can lay on the bed. They can tell you why it works so well. Now, this is subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required if you do the financing. And see sleepnumber.com for details. We'll be right back.
Day after day, I'm more confused. Yet I look for the light through the pouring rain. You know that's a game that I hate.
slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here, 605-4567, and we're streaming live. Yes, we are. Okay. Right as we were taking the break, we went berserk. We just ran amok in the production room here. So everything should be back up and running again. Thank you for the many phone calls and comments, because sometimes the first time we know about something going down is one of our listeners will jump in the chat room and say, whoa, stream's down.
Yeah.
And so we got everything fixed, hopefully.
Everything's working now.
Everything's working now. Okay, 7:23 in the morning, and I'm here with Trish Clark. Okay, Trishy, I've been looking at USA Today for several days in a row. And our own local newspaper, who's owned by USA Today, as you know. Not one article, not one, on the crisis on the border. And it is a crisis. The Department of Homeland Security and has been asking for volunteers from other members to help them handle the overflow of people coming across the border. People are coming across the border with COVID, testing positive for COVID, and they're releasing them in the small cities in Texas, small towns in Texas, moving them forward. They're moving all the, quote, cages that that Trump had, quote, Trump used, that he inherited from Obama. They're using those.
But they have flowers inside.
Well, what she said
is... And they're only protecting the children.
What they said is the Pataki, who is the voice of the Biden administration, says, oh, no, it's different because of the morality of our administration. Those kids don't know the difference when they're being separated from their parents and they're being flown to Virginia. I'm not sure if they understand the difference between the morality of the Trump administration and the Biden administration.
Well, and the reality is that a lot of those kids are not being separated from their parents, number one, because they're not with their parents. They're coming across with people who their parents have hired to bring them across so they can get their families across. A lot of them are also coming over the border by themselves, unaccompanied. There's not a clear parentage kind of thing involved with a lot of the kids. And part of the whole emphasis at the border with the illegals was the trafficking, the human trafficking issue that is what a lot of those children are a part of.
And that is
the biggest thing that the border was about. It's a bigger operation than drugs in the world. Human trafficking. Hundreds of thousands of women and children every day, every year, are involved, disappeared, or never seen again.
And one of the
and it's huge.
And I can tell you that one of the areas this happens a lot in is the reservations.
Mm-hmm.
And there, you know, that women disappear off the reservation a lot. I mean, you don't hear about it so much. It's finally getting some publicity. But we're on a corridor right here on the 5 for sexual trafficking.
Absolutely. It's a huge it's prosecuted and there's a lot of people caught in this area. During the Trump administration, he rescued with the programs that he and the First Lady and Ivanka had going, the money that was put into the human trafficking, they rescued over 5 million women and children. Did you ever read anything about that? Around the world.
I know that. Okay, I know.
I mean, it was a huge thing with the borders. Yeah. The whole emphasis with a lot of what they were doing had to do with the human trafficking.
Literally, I think the number came up into the thousands here in the United States because my son was involved in that, in the sense of as a U.S. Marshal. They targeted areas and they moved them around where they would go after sex traffickers. They'd go after these the human trafficking groups and throughout the United States, mm-hmm. and they were arresting hundreds and hundreds out there at a time, rescuing people. And this did make the news, but they didn't, you know, it was kind of a disjointed thing. But mm-hmm. if it was a good report, and there were several good reports out there that said, oh no, this is a nationwide thing, that they were using U.S. Marshals, local police, and all this to go in and rescue people.
Right.
The part that bothers me is, when you've got open borders, yes, you've got people with COVID, you got people with diphtheria, you got all that, the human trafficking, what keeps a terrorist or terrorist organizations from moving people across this?
Well, they are.
Well, there's nothing.
There's no
and
question about
actually,
it.
Actually, one of the commentators I read about yesterday was, well, these terrorists, are they going to do as much damage as the terrorists did on one, you know, on January 6th? And when I read that, I thought, this is one of the reasons that you as a commentator should be – somebody should just come up and slap you.
January 6th was – not condoning, not saying
wrong, totally wrong.
But when you put it in juxtaposition with all of the stuff that's gone on in Portland, all of the – I mean, have you all forgotten the pictures of people absolutely running wild through stores and destroying, throwing TVs out of the front and people being trampled and hundreds of people, blocks being torn up and burned through all of those things? And they compare – and they nobody got excited about that, but this thing with – it wasn't very many people, and very few people were harmed. Just because it was the White House, I mean the place where the electeds were.
Well, it was, but it was totally wrong.
It was wrong. I'm not saying it was right.
There was no, from what I understand, there was no wholesale destruction in there. There were not offices not set on fire. The outside was not set on fire.
There was not.
But to compare terrorists
to that is ridiculous.
It was ridiculous. And it's another reason Brian Seltzer, to me, is just, you know, I don't understand this. The border situation, there's thousands coming across. There's hundreds of thousands moving toward the border. And while his own people say there's a crisis, the White House refuses to say it's a crisis.
Well, it's not one they want to take advantage of.
And they also don't want to address what's happening with good old Governor Cuomo, the sixth woman that stepped forward saying he aggressively groped her. If it was Republican.
The Republicans would have ousted him a month and a half ago when the first one came forward.
Yeah,
that's the difference.
Throw you under the train.
That's right.
Cuomo is in there fighting it out, saying he's not going to resign,
Yeah, no comment from any of the Democrats or any of the women who you've got to believe them, and they've got to, I mean, when they were ready to throw Kavanaugh under the bus, where was our good vice president?
Yeah, you must believe her. Now, the other part on that is, this is really, you know, it takes the focus off what he really did. The worst thing he did was by putting people with COVID into nursing homes.
Which the numbers
the
have just increased.
That died. And
the numbers have just increased.
We undercounted it by 50%.
Yeah.
Where is the day of reckoning for people like this? Or will there
coming
ever be?
Soon, I hope.
No. Coming soon to a theater near you. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to have Dr. John Lott on the phone with us. He's written an article how TV shows and movies are pushing gun control myths. And the and whether you agree with this or not, that TV, because it's watched by so many, they can subtly do things, or they can just do things that are so
messages.
So wrong. I mean, they use bad facts or no facts to say things. And people look at it, and kids, you know, they say, oh, my gosh, that, you know, that's terrible. Or even people go, well, I didn't know they could do that. You know, this is terrible when somebody does something like this. Well, but it's not even based on fact. And yet, there it is. They should put on this. There should be a disclaimer at the front that says, this is our opinion, is not based on any type of fact. But they will never do that. But this portion of the show, and this is fact, is brought to you by River Commons Senior Living. Located at 301 Hartnell Avenue in the center of Reading. And this is a place for people that have just, they said, you know what, enough of owning homes. I want to have a place where I have all my nice stuff with me. I can have my pet with me. And I can use this. I don't have to worry about what's being cooked. I have a gourmet chef that's taking care of me. I have an activities director that they have things going on if I choose to participate. If not, if I just want to, you know, leave my stuff here and take my dog and go for a trip, I can do that. River Commons Senior Living is for the person that wants to kind of like shed themselves of a lot of the material things that they take so much time and money and live a really a happy life there. For more information, give Brian a call at 238-5981 and find out why River Commons is Northern California's premier retirement community. 7:32 in the morning. We'll be right back.
All the life, there were plants and birds and rocks and things. There were sand and hills and rain. The first thing I met was the fly with the buzz and the sky.
It's the Ramsey Show, where we talk about your life and your money. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, featuring Armstrong and Getty, both smart and funny. Plus, you will hear Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, and Ben Shapiro. And don't miss our local programming right here on KCNR.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Your friendly oil change, Premier in all we do.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator, coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons.
Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home with a friendly oil change.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Today we're talking about Trinidad's Espiritu Series Number 2, crafted with tobaccos from Brazil and Nicaragua and wrapped in an Arapiraca leaf. Espiritu Number 2 produces a harmonious medium to full-bodied cigar with extraordinary zesty complexity and earthy notes. Come by the shop and pick up your Trinidad Espiritu Number 2 today. 2143 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl White and Chris Clark. 605-4567 is our phone number. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. It appears Dr. Lott had him, his publicist sent me all the stuff and said, oh, no, he's, you know, scheduled for the 11th. And today's the 11th, right? At 7:30. At 7:30. And Dr. Lott, who is, I mean, this gentleman is an expert on crime statistics and gun control and all this, had it scheduled for next Thursday. So we'll wait till next Thursday.
Okay.
So I guess that just means you and I have to turn it loose for the next half an hour.
And we can sure do that. I mean, there's all kinds of things to talk about. One of the things I'm certainly noticing is that Shasta County is certainly opening up. Gosh, every place you go, there's more and more people out and about, and restaurants are open, and people are eating, and businesses are open. And I even note that the wearing of masks is not as prevalent as it's been. I think a lot of people have been vaccinated. I think things are just relaxing, and I'm certainly glad to see that.
Well, I am too. And I tell you what, an example is we did go bowling last night, and we have our dinner group that gets together, and it has been, you know, it's been haphazard over the last year. Yeah, because there's, you know, there's eight of us, and so there's, you know, four couples, but the and one couple lives half the time down in Newport Beach with their family and their grandkids and all that, and they love it up here. And so they come back, and so you have that. So sometimes they're not there. Just life. Mm-hmm. So a lot of times it's just two couples getting together. But last night we actually got all four couples together and went bowling over at the bowling alley there off of a lake.
And oh, okay.
They've spent. Linda's talking to the guy, and they've spent almost $1 million in upgrading that facility, including almost $200,000. And you know how the scoring thing up on the top there,
yeah,
where you used to have to write it in,
yes,
and you'd see it and you'd be smudging it out. Well, everything is automated, completely automated. You can take selfies there, you know, of the groups that are bowling. The experience, and the place was clean, everything. It was a great experience last night. So look up the name of that place. But
it's Shasta Lanes.
Shasta Lanes. And we had a great, thank you. Thanks a lot, buddy. And we had a really fine time. And you can rent the lane for $75 for 2 hours. Okay, but with that comes pizza, and we did two lanes. Comes with pizza, all those good things for you. Pizza,
and that
a
pays
pitcher
for
of
how
beer.
Many ever games.
Yeah, it's just you can put five people on each lane. So if you want to, so we had four on each lane, but it was just a good time. And let me tell you, if it was at 25% capacity, it must have a capacity of 1,000 in there. So, but no, I am just like you. I'm so happy to see things opening up. I see people wearing masks, not wearing masks. I mean,
I am so over the mask, and have been. I have a hard time breathing as it is, and that mask is just.
Oh, yeah.
And I gotta tell you that I've read some studies about some things that are going to be happening to people because of that. It can't be good to be breathing your own air all day long, and I have my nose drips from time with cold weather, and then you put the mask on and you're reaching up there to wipe your nose, and then you're breathing and it's sweaty and that's got to be unhealthy.
Well,
I mean, it just can't be healthy.
Well, as many medical professionals do, they're wearing the M95 mask, and those, I've wore one of those. I tried to wear one of those on the airplane. You can't do it. It is difficult. I have no problem breathing, great lungs and all that. But it was difficult for me. But my daughter wears one 6-7 hours a day, a nurse down in the hospitals.
Yeah.
And, I mean, they come out. I mean, if you ever saw the pictures of our health professionals after wearing those masks and the other PPE that they wear, the fact that people know what personal protection equipment is now is when they didn't before. PPE, so they can work in the hospitals.
Yeah.
It's tough.
I've got friends that have to wear those masks, and their faces are all broke out. They've got rashes. They've got sinus issues. They've got all kinds of stuff going on. I mean, if you have any kind of delicate, sensitive skin, having that covered up with all of that moisture in that's got to be awful.
Like I said, I couldn't wear the M95. I had another mask.
I have a hard time wearing any of them.
I was on an airplane, and they had us spread out. I mean, there was like every other seat, or maybe even some of the rows were empty. That could be because there wasn't anybody flying to Chicago, and I can understand that. But the flight to Chicago, they were pretty much keep that mask on. The flight.
Yeah.
From Chicago back to California wasn't as restrictive.
I mean,
people had their masks on.
When I have the mask on, I generally pull it down so I can breathe through my nose, because I can't breathe, and I'm not going to struggle through it. And generally when I'm in a store, I go put the mask on as I go through the door, and then I take it off as I'm walking around the store, and then put it back on when I get back up to check out. I mean, you're not anywhere near people.
I'm not going to argue with you about this. Yeah. It's right. And I see a lot of people that don't wear masks, and I've got a mask on, and I'm thinking,
I didn't wear one all day yesterday. Walked in and out of the bank, grocery store, the whole deal. Nobody said a word to me.
It's because more and more people are not wearing it.
Done with it.
You know what? You've been vaccinated. I've been vaccinated. Ready Rancheria is having a huge vaccination this Sunday for anybody over the age of 18. Regardless of comorbidity or any of that, that's going to be happening this
week. Now, I think I saw on the front page of the paper this morning, however, where there was going to be a shortage of vaccinations. Did I read that correctly?
Well, you could have, but this is the Rain Rancheria is going to vaccinate Shasta County residents.
Yes.
And it's going to be this Sunday, 18 or older, regardless of age or comorbidity. There's as many people as possible, but give them a call at 262-6599.
Need to register in advance.
Yeah, so they can, get an idea, so you have time to show up there, so they don't have lines that go out, a mile.
I understand at Shasta College the lines have been well controlled, and that the process has been good.
That one day they had out there, and there was a mix-up. This was with the gate guards there, who told them, who passed on information, but not all the information, and caused everybody to leave. Well, then everybody left, and now they had all the vaccines available, so other people came in, and they said by the time they got vaccinated, the line was back out again. So, anyway, hey, would you ever buy an electric car?
Not at this point.
Okay. I was thinking about
it. I never say never, but
no,
at this point.
I was thinking, they've made such tremendous strides in the electric cars, and they can go further, and, the charges last longer. But if you're thinking about purchasing an electric car, Reading Electric Utility has rebates available right now that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. When we come back, I want to talk to you about recalls.
Okay.
It is 7:45 in the morning, and here on the 11th of March, and we'll be right back.
And now south to the land of the pines, I'm thumbing my way in North Carolina, staring up the road and pray to God I see headlights. I made it down the coast in 17 hours, picking me a bouquet of dogwood flowers, and I'm hoping for Raleigh, I can see my baby tonight.
You don't have to be a Native American to access quality health care. Radiant Rancheria's Churn Creek Healthcare and Central Valley Healthcare are open to anyone with Medicare, Medi-Cal, or Partnership Health. Our health system never charges co-pays, deductibles, share of costs, or even a sliding fee scale. Patients never have to pay to access quality, compassionate health care. Radiant Rancheria Tribal Health System, changing how health care is delivered. Call us today to schedule an appointment.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR14.
Hi, my name's Nick Gardner. I have a show here on KCNR, Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every other Sunday. The name of my show is Poke the Hornet's Nest.
There's no mountain I can't climb. There's no tower too high. No plane that I can't learn how to fly. What do I gotta do to get through to you to show you there ain't nothing I can't take this chainsaw to?
I'm going to concentrate on local politics mainly, but we'll talk about national politics also. You'll get the view of the common citizen here in Redding, California.
I think my dad's going crazy.
And remember, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Maybe it's a good time for a new perspective about what's been going on in our town, in our state, in our nation. I hope you tune in and hear the other side of the news.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price, and after a few months, realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Welcome back to Defy Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. 7:49 in the morning here, and I think it's gonna be just a beautiful day.
It's 63 degrees today.
Yeah, it's about 38.
Clear.
About 38 now. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Powerhouse Solar, an elite dealer for SunPower. Solar energy makes financial sense, and you may qualify to get a 26% federal tax credit. Now, you can get the SunPower's SunVault battery and solar with financing. Keeping the lights on when the grid goes down is easier than ever with Powerhouse Solar. Call them today at 275-5600. 275-5600. Okay, 7:50 in the morning here. And I you know what? I asked you about the recall. Now, the Red, White, and Blueprint show was on a couple weeks ago. It was picked up by a guy by name, you know, David Harris Jr. He's a commentator, a blogger. He comes from Reading, I believe. They put that on there, and it was like millions of hits, literally,
yeah,
on it. So people are, you know, with all those things that have gone on in the last year, the Red, White, and Blueprint is something that, you know, for local politics to try to ensure that local politics reflects the people of the area.
Well, and I think that's a good thing. I have to admit that I have not read, and I don't know that they've actually put it together, the charging documents to start the recall. Have they filed the documentation? I mean, you got to make accusations as to why you're doing the recall, and I haven't read that, and I don't know I don't know where they're at in the process in Shasta County with the recall.
Uh-huh. Well, the recall, they're targeting three people, Leonard Modi, Mary Rickard, and Joe Comente. And again, you know, people have a right to do this, and I, you know, and that's what the recall is for.
They missed the one they should have gone after, though. I'm just saying.
Really?
Yeah.
Anyway, and so the thing about it is if enough people agree with this, then there's a recall.
That's exactly right.
And if there isn't, there's not. And if there's, and so it's going to be interesting. We're going to be following this pretty closely, of course. It's going to be interesting to see the either a groundswell of enthusiasm, or people are going to say, nah, I'm okay.
Well, speaking of recalls, it looks like they've got more than enough signatures to go after the good governor. Half a million more than they needed or something?
Governor Newsom. Governor Newsom. He just had a state of the state. And I didn't realize what a great job he was doing.
I didn't listen to a word of it. I just didn't even get any excerpts.
Governor Newsom.
Yeah.
I have to Newsom at noon.
Shame. Shame.
Oh, that's
shame.
If you say that, then you get, yeah.
I don't know. It's just, it's something that just comes out of, it comes out of from above.
Yeah.
You know, I hear that when you mention Governor Newsom's name.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's a piece of work. There's no question about that. Because he stands there like he's totally oblivious of any reason in this whole world why anyone should not think he's doing a marvelous job.
He's got great hair.
And entitled to all of the perks and privileges of, I mean, I have to have a haircut and I have to eat in nice restaurants because I'm the governor. And I have to have all these things, and why would you question that?
That's right.
I mean, that's his whole attitude. I always find it incredible that he doesn't even try to say, what is it you don't like? We can't believe there is anything.
And to the question, can one only sign a recall for someone who represents your district? Absolutely.
Yes.
You can't sign a recall. If you live in Mr. Modi's district, you can't sign a recall. If you're living in Mr. Jones's district,
right.
In other words, you've got to live in the district itself. Those are the people that are that are being recalled. Only the people in those districts.
That's right. Only the people that could vote for them can sign to recall them.
That's right. There's the $1.9 trillion COVID relief bill with only. And look, was it 9%?
9% of it actually has
anything to do with COVID.
And it's got spending out 4 and 5 years.
Yeah. And how do you put $50 million into Planned Parenthood when you're not supposed to be using tax dollars for abortions?
Well, that's except that there. He's overturned that, hasn't he?
Who?
With one of his executive orders?
Well, I don't know. How can you do that, though? I mean,
well,
that's,
because this person who is in office and pretending to have something to do with running this country has signed executive orders to overturn almost everything that it President Trump did.
Including
so I think that's one of the things he said. Oh, yeah, no, we can now do that.
Cutting the cost of diabetes drugs.
Exactly.
I mean, why would you do that?
Well, exactly.
Let's ask Jimmy. Jimmy, why would he do that?
There's no telling what's going through that guy's brain.
If anything at all,
you know what you can. I mean, how can you? You know what? To me, that if you've cut the cost of diabetes, of insulin, and there was something else. Oh, the EpiPens. He cut the cost of that,
yes.
and Mr. Biden just canceled that.
Yes, he did.
Anyway, what'd you call for, Jim?
Yeah, that'll never make it on mainstream news. But anyway, I got two quick comments, and I'd like to get your comments off the air. I'll take your comments off the air. Number one, if this Gavin Newsom recall goes to a special election, I am very concerned about, as usual, the election being rigged to where he will stay in office. That's number one. Number two is there's been a big uproar about Biden not doing a press conference in the last, I believe it's 50 days, which hasn't been done in 100 years, apparently, from any president.
Yeah.
Now the mainstream media is, you know, pushing this big deal about Biden's going to be, doing a speech tonight for the nation. Well, I'm afraid that he's just going to be sitting in some, you know, enclosed, cordoned off room, reading off a teleprompter. So I'd like to get your comments on both of those, and I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Okay. The second one about the news conference. The reason I believe that he hasn't had a news conference is that they are concerned that there's going to be questions coming up about things that he's going to have no knowledge about, even after 48 years. Because, you know, it takes a while to come up, you know, about everything. However, I don't think that's the main thing. I think that they're concerned he's going to go off of off script. But you're right. Every president, when he gives a speech, it's on a teleprompter, and they practice it. A little more emphasis here, a little less emphasis here, pause here. I mean, it'll have it written in
It does. The unfortunate part with the person who's in the office now is that he reads everything on the teleprompter. He repeats everything that's said into his microphone or into his ear. Because let's face it, if you watched him, he's slipping a little. And if he were to get on now, and it's going to be interesting. And I think you're absolutely right. He is going to be in a controlled environment.
Could be in the Oval Office and everything. I mean, that's always
wherever he's broadcasting from.
Let's just be fair. That's a controlled environment that every president goes to. I mean, and every president will use a teleprompter. I'm not sure about Trump. I think Trump used a teleprompter,
but he didn't always stay on script.
No, but that he wouldn't stay on script, which is what made his people crazy. You know, this is something we want you to focus on, and then it would take a divergent part. Now, about the election being fair for Gavin Newsom. If we do away with this, if they say it, and now with the vaccines, and they make people vote like they used to, you had to stand in line to vote. You know what? It could be a lot more fair than just sending out, 20 million ballots.
We have all people need to stay. They still don't recognize the difference. I hear people referring to the problem being absentee ballots. That is not the problem.
That's not the problem.
We have always had absentee ballots. You request an absentee ballot. You tell them why you're not going to be able to be there to vote. You can even get a permanent absentee ballot. But you must send in a request. You must put your signature on file. And then because you have requested it, you are mailed an absentee ballot.
That's it.
That's different than what they did in the last election, which totally and completely skewed the numbers across the nation, is they just mailed ballots to everybody. As an example, down in Chico, I have a person who owns but this is important. They have an apartment complex, okay? And they rent it to college students. They said for every room in their complex, they had 8 and 10 ballots to different people.
Yeah.
Because they just mailed them out to everybody that was ever registered in Chico. And that happened across the United States.
And we're going to take a break and come back. Christian Gardner will be our guest.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Saying that he'll launch the next phase of the COVID response and explain what we will do as a government and what we will ask of the American people. President Biden planning to sign the $1.9 trillion spending bill tomorrow. The House gave it final congressional approval without a single Republican voting for it.
President Biden thanked House Democrats.
I want to thank Speaker Pelosi and House of Representatives today for passing the bill, and I will be signing into law shortly.
Colorado Republican Lauren Boebert says the president is focused on anything but COVID relief.
American Rescue Plan, please. President Biden is dropping bombs before anybody is getting checks.
Republicans say the use of a process dodging the filibuster in the Senate shows Mr. Biden wasn't serious about bringing unity, and House GOP lawmakers on Wednesday warned of the bill's total cost. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
A judge has reinstated a third-degree murder charge against former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin, charged in the death of George Floyd. Jury selection continues for Chauvin's trial. Five jurors seated so far. The Times Union of Albany reports an aide to New York Governor Cuomo claims Democrat governor touched her inappropriately, says it happened in the governor's mansion late last year. That's adding to calls for Cuomo to resign or for his impeachment if he refuses to step down. Unemployment applications fell to 712,000 last week. That's a four-month low. The Dow's up 284 points and NASDAQ 290 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Running a business, HR issues can kill you. Wrongful termination suits, minimum wage requirements, labor regulations, and HR manager salaries are not cheap. They're $70,000 a year. I'm Alan Jones, founder and CEO of Bambi. I created Bambi specifically for small business. Get a dedicated HR manager, craft HR policy, and maintain your compliance, all for just $99 a month. Seriously. Let's change HR from your biggest liability to your biggest strength. With Bambi, your dedicated HR manager is available by phone, email, or real-time chat. From onboarding to terminations, we customize your policies to fit your business and help you manage your employees day-to-day. All for just $99 a month, period. Month-to-month, no hidden fees, cancel anytime. Get a free HR audit today.
Go to Bambi.com/Salem. Spelled BAM to the BEE.com/Salem. Go to Bambi.com/Salem.
Hundreds of opposition supporters have blockaded the Armenian parliament, demanding the resignation of the country's embattled prime minister.
A statement by the prime minister's office said that the chief of the Armenian army, General Onyek Gasparyan, was now considered dismissed. It's been 2 weeks since Prime Minister Nikol Pashinyan sent the order dismissing the general to Armenia's president, but the president refused to sign the document. By law, the dismissal comes into effect anyway, but it doesn't resolve the ongoing political crisis in the country. Nikol Pashinyan has been seeking to remove the army chief after he and more than 30 military commanders called for the prime minister's resignation. The prime minister called this intervention into Armenian politics an attempted military coup.
The BBC's Rehan Dimitri. Amnesty International accusing Myanmar's military of increasingly using battlefield weapons against peaceful protesters. News and analysis at townhall.com. California Governor Gavin Newsom says the state is on track to further ease coronavirus restrictions.
The governor says the number of coronavirus cases is dropping. Good news for areas in the purple tier, which have the highest restrictions.
Specifically, L.A. will be a big beneficiary of this new metric that likely will be met.
California has a retooled equity strategy for getting more vaccine to communities hard hit by the pandemic.
The 2 million goal, which is our short-term goal, to address the issue of equity and to make sure that we're administering in a targeted manner these vaccines. We're at 1.9 million.
California began vaccinating people in December but didn't commit 40% of its doses to the most vulnerable people until last week. I'm Ed Donahue.
A security camera startup investigating hackers' claims they were able to break into its system and peer into a wide variety of venues. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And And now, Carl and Linda Botts. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1468, your talk radio with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Our chat room's there, too. You can hop into the chat room. Today, the 11th of March, 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community courage. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts there. And Trish is here with the weather.
It's 39 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 63, a low of 39, sunny and clear. And on Friday, continues to be sunny, a high of 68 and a low of 37 on Friday night. Saturday, again sunny, a high of 66 and a low of 41 on Saturday night. Partly cloudy and then a slight chance of showers. And on Sunday, chance of showers throughout Sunday and Monday, a high on Sunday of 56 and a low of 38, and Monday a high of 58 and a low of 36. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
There you go. Hey, you know, we started this station about 11 years ago. Mm-hmm. How long have you been with us, Trish?
About 10 years.
About 10 years. And Trish made a conscious decision to be on our show, and we've always appreciated that.
I saw it as an opportunity to continue to be part of the community. I'm a very social being. You and Linda allow me to come on and give me the honor of guest hosting for you when you're gone, and I love being a part of the community and keeping the pace of what's going on.
And in that, one of the things that we have we try to get all viewpoints in here. And yes, some people will say, well, you could have homed in on somebody and hammered them and all that. And that's not the point. The point is when we have somebody on for an hour or half an hour, our listeners are smart enough to figure out that, okay, this is something that there's, you know, that we could listen to or something that I agree with or not agree with. But we try not to, you know, make when we go through on my opinion things, that's my opinion. This is not a news hour or
this
news
is
2 hours.
This is opinions.
Opinions from people, everybody that comes in here. You know, Congressman LaMalfa last week. We're going to have Mayor Reznor will be in here, I believe, next week. Next week. So, you know, and we have that. And we're always reaching out. And we have a young man in here. Well, maybe not as young as he used
to be. Not
too
young. No.
Okay. Christian Gardner. Christian, good morning.
Good morning. It's great to be here, Carl.
And I can say this, I feel safely, is that Christian has a progressive outlook.
Yeah.
Can I use the word liberal?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. That's not a dirty word to you, is it?
No, it's not. I know it is with some, but actually I'm pretty innocent and, you know, nice guy.
So let's talk about why you're here today.
So I'm here, Carl, and I want to thank the station once again for the opportunity, because we were discussing the possibility of presenting a progressive viewpoint. And I found it interesting and rather exciting. I think we need to be honest, Carl, and we've talked about this, is that the station kind of has a reputation of being what I would call centrist Republican to, you know, extreme on occasion, what I would call extreme right wing, you know, show. And I understand
I would say that centrist, and we have shows that are very conservative.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. Absolutely. And so I think that my concern and my excitement about the opportunity is that, let's face it, talk radio in general has boomed in the last, well, 4 years, but even before then, you know, with Rush Limbaugh.
20 years.
Yeah, that's right.
Rush said how long Rush has been in there. It's been longer than that, I'm sure.
In the 80s.
In the 80s.
Oh, I heard him.
He started it. And,
he did.
And then talk radio just exploded from all points.
And I think that it fit a niche that was obviously needed. Let's put it that way. And that was a chance for the conservative viewpoint to be expressed. And so nevertheless, I think that what we have to agree upon or stipulate on is that talk radio has had an extreme influence on the cultural and political landscape here in America. And so my concern is my side, or the side that I represent, and by the way, I'm here only as an individual. I'm not here, you know, representing a
right.
political party or something.
Yeah.
Is that we don't get on the air enough in areas where I think we need to be on the air to express a different view. And so I'm here to test that water and see if that's a possibility.
Well, you know, I can say this, is that Linda and I have been trying to have a progressive liberal radio show, local,
yeah,
for years. And it's difficult because, KCNR is so far right wing. But if you listen to our station,
yeah,
and you see all the local shows we have, yes, we do have some that are very conservative, but we also have all different types of shows on veterans, and all these are local shows, mental health, Enjoy the Magazine. We have a local show about aliens, Radio Wasteland and all that. And, when talk radio exploded, there were also liberal talk radio stations across America that have slowly died out. They've changed their formats, and because
they were simply not as successful
as the conservative format. Yeah,
the listening public, the advertising, and it's a matter of somebody willing to pay to have that on the air.
It is about the money.
Bottom line. The progressive liberal side was never able to maintain an audience that anybody wanted to pay to feed to.
Well, that's why I'm here.
Exactly.
I want to explore that possibility.
When Carl and I talked about this, when he told me you were coming on, I think it's an excellent idea.
Yeah.
For a show on the weekend, Friday, Saturday, whatever.
Yeah.
For that side, if someone's willing to pay to have that on there, I think it's great to be able to host the other side of the argument.
Thank you. And I think it's actually, back in the 80s, Ronald Reagan did away with basically what we used to call the Fair Doctrine Act.
Fairness Doctrine. Yeah.
Yeah. And okay, we can argue about that. That's something to talk about, but yeah, not today. What I'm trying to say is that we live in a capitalist society. There's no question. I happen to be a democratic socialist, but I'm also a capitalist, and I'm happy to get into that if we want to. But yeah, you got to pay for it. It's got to be paid for. And right now, that's what I'm exploring to find out if that's a possibility.
Well, I think that most people, as long, people like having discussions. It's when and this is where the internet has been both very helpful and I think very harmful.
Yeah,
in the sense of you can put your viewpoints out there. Facebook is just a good example, or Twitter.
Oh,
but
yeah.
What happens then is things that people say to the end, this is both sides, mm-hmm. say to the other person, because from the safety of their computer,
yes.
is just horrendous. They would never say things like that, to each other or to their face. They just wouldn't do that.
This started when we got to the point, when you used to be, you write a letter to the editor.
Yeah.
And you had to identify yourself. And you had to put your name on it.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody knew who was saying what. And we remained where we were in a kind of a period where we could agree to disagree.
Yes.
You could have your side. I could have my side. We were nice and polite to each other because we knew who the other one was.
You've got such a valid point. I put a feature on my email. And so before I push that button, a screen pops up and says, "Are you really sure you want to send this?"
Exactly.
Oh,
But we got to the point where, to follow up on the thought, though, when we got to the point where you could blog and you didn't have to identify yourself, that was when everybody, venomous things that would come out about articles. And I got to the point while I was still in office where I would not read it because people were making, you don't attack a person's private life and their personal makeup and their kind of thing. That's not nice.
No,
but when
agree.
You can do it with an anonymity, people felt quite comfortable saying anything they wanted to.
Well, I'm happy to announce that I'm Christian Gardner, and I well, I'm not anonymous.
I've read what, you know, Christian, we all do this. Every so often you'll go, you know, beyond that. But I've seen, and this is one of the reasons that I've talked to Christian, and is that you'll pull that back in.
Yeah.
You know, if something happens like that, you'll go, you know what, I may have overstated this. And if you can do that, that tells me the person's willing to listen.
Yeah.
And like this.
And I appreciate that, Carl. And you know, we were talking, I heard you talking about the COVID, response. And currently, today is, quote, the year anniversary, if you will.
Yeah.
And I, you know, and so I want to be able to say, listen, when we talk about, the COVID situation, you know, more Americans support President Biden's COVID response than don't. And I'm talking about a lot of Republicans. I'm talking about 48% Republicans. Now, here it kind of breaks down like this.
I tell you what.
Yeah.
I have to take a break, and this is something you'll learn but when you have your own
Absolutely.
Show here, but we got to take a break and so we can get back into
back
the statistics.
Thought.
Yeah, but hold that one right
I
there.
Sure.
This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. You know, Judy's been doing this, helping families, seniors, veterans, and business owners since 1993. And if you're looking for a second opinion on your retirement plans, your 401ks, because they have changed dramatically in the last few years, give Judy a call at 221-0441. Talk to her or one of her professionals there for a free review and evaluation. They're located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. We'll be right back with Christian Gardner.
He lived by himself in the swamp. They hunted alligator for a living. They just knock him in the head with a stump. The Louisiana law gonna get you, Amos. It ain't legal hunting alligator down in the swamp, boy.
Tired of listening to people who are angry all the time?
Try listening to Armstrong and Getty from 9 to noon right after Free Fire Radio.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Hi, I'm Sue Blake with Powerhouse Solar. Solar energy not only makes financial sense, but right now you can go solar for zero money down. And you may qualify to get the 26% federal tax credit. At Powerhouse Solar, we are an elite dealer for SunPower, and we install the most cost-effective and highest efficiency panels. A lot of people don't realize they have options now. You can get the SunPower SunVault battery and solar with financing, so keeping the lights on when the grid goes down is easier than ever. And the entire system is backed by their 25-year warranty. Powerhouse Solar can design a system for your specific needs. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com. Again, call Powerhouse Solar at 275-5600 or visit us online at powerhousesolar.com.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com featuring Armstrong and Getty, both smart and funny. Plus, you will hear Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, and Ben Shapiro. And don't miss our local programming right here on KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Bart and Trish Clark. It is the 11th of March, 8:21 in the morning, about 38 degrees out there. It's going to be a beautiful day. This and the weather report is always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, Anderson-based business, veteran-owned business that gives discounts to seniors and veterans. Give them a call at 365-3793. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading, and a wonderful place to hang out in your free time.
Absolutely. It's like a candy store.
Yeah, you know, Rebecca.
Great gift.
Rebecca and Henry have just a great store there, a super selection of jewelry. At Four Winds Jewelry, very fair prices. We're here with Christian Gardner. And we're exploring the idea of of having a progressive radio show, one that doesn't one that pushes or has other ideas out there that you may not hear in the general population of Reading and Shasta County and the North State. Is that fair?
Try to back it up with fact or at least some kind of documentation. Yeah.
Okay. And we were talking about...
And we have a phone call we should go to.
Oh, yeah. Jesse, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Hey, so I had a couple of questions. We're talking about progressive. Are we talking about progressive socialism?
No, I'm a democratic socialist. But I think that the more... appropriate representation of progressive is progressive Democrat.
Okay. Because I feel like everything shifted at one point. Republicans shifted to Democrats. Democrats shifted to liberals. I mean, like now, the old liberal back when used to be a liberal. Now they're a Marxist.
You know, and I appreciate that. There are some people that think the Republican Party has actually gone left.
Yeah, and I agree with that 100%.
Oh, I got you.
So a question I have for you is, I believe Rebecca was saying about how people, you know, now with talk radio and these blogs and everything else, people do direct attacks on people, not about their socialist views or whatever other views they have, but they do direct attacks on the person's family.
Right, Jesse.
What's your opinion on that?
Absolutely. My opinion is this. I put my name on anything I say, and I think you got to be responsible for who you are. And if you're going to take a stand, be responsible. I think the anonymous stuff is dangerous, and it's enabled growth of dangerous thinking, which can lead to dangerous behavior.
And I will actually give you that respect that you do. You are one of the few that does do that. But
do we know each other? Just out of curiosity.
You do. This is Jesse Lane.
Oh, hi, Jesse.
We know each other very well because I've been attacked by a lot of people on your side. My children have been attacked. Pictures of my 9-year-old daughter surfacing all over from the Reading Socialist group.
Jesse, having pictures of our family and so forth is inappropriate. Absolutely inappropriate. And I got to say, Jesse.
I agree. Either side to me, that's my biggest thing is the kids. It's not about us adults.
Yeah, leave the kids out of it.
100%. I agree with you on that. 100%.
Jesse, I think that a lot of people feel you have attacked, their position and their side. So when we're talking about attack, you know, let's not get into the weeds, like Carlos would say. You don't know the meaning of attack. you know, it's the end result is how do people feel? Yeah, and we've got to figure out a way to be civil. And when we talk about scary stuff, like violent overthrow of the United States government, or we talk about holding a revolution, or we stand up and storm a store because they're asking us to wear, that is dangerous. That is threatening. That's an attack.
So would you consider burning down buildings, running through the streets,
inappropriate.
Beating people, store owners because they're white?
Inappropriate. Inappropriate. I don't care what color they are.
Imperfect. And that's been my take on the whole thing. I heard, you know, that when people attack Congress, I said,
yeah.
I said, listen, you know what? Unless you are condemning Antifa and the things that were done by BLM, they're violent attacks.
So, Jesse, I understand that. What I would argue with you, for instance, all the Antifa stuff. Listen, I think they're a joke, okay? You and me, between you and me, I think Antifa is a bit of a joke. And when they were talking about, you were talking about, or your group was talking about busloads of Antifa coming to Reading, I'm going, really? You know, what in the heck would they be coming to Reading for? And it's the misinformation that I'm here to try and dispel. Yeah, because when we use that kind of misinformation, what usually ends up happening is we elicit emotional reactions, which can lead to dangerous behavior.
Hey, Jesse, yeah. Would you consider coming in here one day and you and Christian discussing things?
Yeah, no, and I definitely would. I mean, to be honest with you, everyone wants to lift up at me as this diehard Trump supporter. I was not a Trump supporter one bit.
Well, that's interesting, Jesse, because I remember a quote.
Yeah. What's that?
I remember a quote. And I'm going to be clean in my language because, you know, I've been warned.
You've been warned.
I've been warned. But, Jesse, I believe it was you that said wearing masks was a sign of blanking on Trump.
Of what?
I can't say the word, Jesse.
Well, anyway, I tell you what, Jesse, we appreciate the phone call. And
because I will actually tell you, I don't, if you want to wear a mask, and this is where you're completely wrong, Christian, because I never stormed into Sprouts. I was at Sprouts. I never went in the store. If a store says I have to wear a mask, I just won't go in that store.
Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate that.
I mean, if they're a business, they have their right to refuse me service, and that's where I think this whole thing's wrong. And
then, I look forward to talking with you. Can we roll on to another call here, Jesse?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, Jesse, thanks a lot for calling, buddy. Okay.
I want to just clarify one thing about the mask wearing. And I think what he said was if a private business wants me to do something before I go into their business, they have a right to ask me to do anything. It's their business. Yep. If they want me to count to 25 before I enter, then I agree with that. Mm-hmm. I think what a lot of us got upset by was it wasn't the business owners demanding us to do it. It was the government demanding us to do it without the necessary authority to do so.
Yeah,
that's why a lot of us got our back up about the mask.
Here's what we were dealing with. We were dealing with a real problem. And this COVID is not fake. This is, you know, people are calling it, well, it's like the flu. Yeah, this is a normal thing. No, it's not. When we have close, we've got about 540,000 people that have died from this disease. And I want to get back to this because this is the anniversary of
sure.
The COVID. You know, I want to say that in my research here this morning, 63% of the American voting public approve of Biden's handling of COVID. 30% don't. You know, and there's an awful lot of Republicans that do. However, there's about 30% that don't. And where it gets dangerous is, like when I'm in a store, and this happened to me, a guy dressed up in camo, no mask, violated the little label that they have on the floor, came right up to me. And this is unacceptable. I want to live. I'm sorry. So the government did make mandates. And, of course, here in Shasta County, they weren't really followed.
Well, I will say this. They were probably not followed as much as they were in other parts of California, but I think a lot of people did. I, you know, the fact is it's just what Trish said, if a business had a sign up there mm-hmm. that said, you have to wear a mask to come in. If I wanted to use that business, I'd mask to go in. The fact that there were people that were adamantly against this.
You are.
You know, when you saw, you know, the Cottonwood Rodeo and all this.
But wish there was no uptick in death or cases.
You know, I
got to
back
result.
Up a little, Carl, because I misspoke. I think the majority of people did do wear masks.
Yeah.
But what I was meaning is the enforcement of that was really weak, if not non-existent.
And we got to take a break here. So, Diane, Richard, everybody hang on here. congratulations, Christian. You have pushed the button.
Oh.
And we've only got two lines. Otherwise, there could probably be more people on it. I think on that... And I've forgotten what I was going to say. We're going to take a break. I know about the enforcement of it.
Yeah.
We had both of our law enforcement agencies, the sheriff and the chief of police, say, hey, we want to educate. We do not want to give a ticket
right.
and make somebody a criminal. And even Donnie said that, that she was hammering them.
Yep.
In one of her articles, and you remember it, said, I really don't think people should be getting...
Yeah.
You know, punished for this with tickets and closing your businesses down.
Gotcha.
So
all of the police agencies.
I got a
Anderson,
little story after
Chester,
the break.
Yeah, okay. So we got to take a break here. Hey, this portion of the show, speaking of local, is Cornerstone Community Bank. It is local. It is community oriented. It is locally owned. Local board of directors. They've done so much to help people during this COVID with the two different payroll protection plans, helping keep hundreds. Well, let me put it this way. Dozens and dozens of businesses open and hundreds of people at work. This is just one of the many things that Cornerstone Community Bank does. They are still moving dreams forward during all of this time period. They have three branches, one in Red Bluff at 500 Riverside Way, one at 1845 California Street in right downtown Reading, and, of course, the main branch at 192 Hartnell Avenue and the old Cobblestone Shopping Center right there, where old Rayleigh's is. All of this at Cornerstone Community Bank. We'll be right back after these messages, 8:32 in the morning here on the 11th, 36 degrees out there.
Good sense, ill sense, crippling mankind. Dead kings, many things I can't define. Old cages, fire, frightened, flutter your mind.
Hey guys, Dave Ramsey here. Join me and the Ramsey personalities as we give you the tools and motivation you need to win in the areas of money, career, and more right here on The Ramsey Show. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Turtle Bay Exploration Park is back open for exploration. See the West Coast Biennial Art Exhibition featuring diverse pieces by artists up and down the West Coast. Enjoy the Visible River Aquarium, Caverns Exhibits, Parrot Playhouse, and more. There's something for everyone to discover at Turtle Bay.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Orchard Nutrition Center, your local neighborhood health food store. We are dedicated to the healthy lifestyle, and we strive for a high standard to carry organic, GMO-free, and clean, healthy products.
Because you are worth it.
Because you are worth it.
Because you are worth it.
We have certified nutritionists on staff that take pride in helping you. Supporting local, we are all in it together. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Turtle Bay Annual Auction is going virtual. Now everyone can take part in bidding on exciting items and supporting Turtle Bay. Bidding begins March 11th. Tune in for the live virtual watch party March 20th on Facebook Live or YouTube. Go to turtlebay.org and click the online auction banner to register and learn more.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning.
8:36 in the morning, 37 degrees out there. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, veteran-owned business that gives discounts to seniors and veterans. Give them a call at 365-3793. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, a veteran-owned business that also gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They work on appointments only. Masked, you get disposable drapes that go over you. It's entirely safe there. You can eat off of the floor. They keep it so clean. Give them a call at 244-9478, my barbershop. And
best barbershop in the world.
In my opinion. I get, some guy keeps calling me in saying, it's not the best, it's your opinion.
Well,
and I go, it is.
It's entitled to my opinion.
It's my opinion. It's
my
the best
show
in the world. That's right. Be like Christian and get your own show. This is...
I have used that line, actually, when people want to argue.
Yeah, man's last stronghold. We're here with Christian Gardner, who is who has described himself as a democratic socialist.
Yeah.
Right?
That's about... Along the...
But a capitalist, too.
Yes. Yeah, democratic...
And not afraid of the word
capitalist.
Liberal.
Yeah. No. You know, and just real briefly on that capitalism model, I'm more with the Scandinavian model on that. I believe that if you want to build a better mousetrap, go for it. Absolutely.
Get back in Get back in the zone.
But with that, because we live in a complex society, we need to also be aware of the best good for the majority of the people. But I want to go back real quick because this is the 1 year anniversary and the president's going to be on TV tonight, doing an address. Is that 76% of the voters asked are in favor of the Rescue America Act. That's a phenomenal. You want to talk about bipartisan building. That's bipartisan building. Not one Republican voted for it, especially Doug LaMalfa.
We're talking about the $1.9 trillion?
Yeah, the $1.9 Save America, Rescue America, I'm sorry. Stimulus pack.
Well, they call it the COVID.
It's going
package.
To be. It's actually the title of it is actually Rescue America.
Right.
Because listen, the COVID. We were at war with COVID. We were at war, and that little bug, to its credit, was kicking our. You know what? It really was, and we had to fight back. And it takes all the muscle that a society can produce to fight that back. So in recognition to this stimulus act, I want to say that 34% Republicans strongly supported that. 42% of independents strongly. And, of course, about 90% of Democrats strongly. Mm-hmm. But when you're talking about 76% of the voting public, I'm calling that about as close as you're going to get to bipartisan.
Okay. Let's go to the phones. Diane, you have a question?
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Christian, I am so excited that you're attempting to have this show, and I, if you end up getting the funding for it, I absolutely will listen to it and call in.
Well, thank
you,
Diane.
Pardon me? Can you hear me? I said thank you. Oh, you're welcome. And, you know, one of the things that really would be helpful for us liberals out here, we liberals, is someplace to call in and say, hey, what are the liberals or what are the progressives doing in this area, you know, to help ordinary people? You know, like we have a Cesar Chavez event coming up, and
That's right. We have,
as you know, we have a monthly food bank.
That's right.
You know, we're doing all kinds of things out into the community that we don't get a lot of credit for,
you know, right.
And I'm willing to take on some of the hard subjects or hard issues, too. I enjoyed your conversation with Jesse, but I'd really like a place where we could, you know, drop some ideas where we can work together.
Diane, is it okay if I introduce you?
Sure.
Diane Kenyon was the chair of the Democratic Party here in Shasta County for quite some time. And they are doing wonderful things. They are feeding people who are hungry. They are going out and doing a lot of social type interaction. And Diane, if we roll this show, and we're, you know, we're still in negotiation or discussion about it, I know that you and now Jenny Abbey will be one of the first guests.
You know, I would state that in the past, your organization has called in with those food bank things, and Carl has announced on the air,
and
has repeatedly stated that any time you have a function that you would like publicity about, that like anybody else who's having anything for the community, Carl is more than willing to put that on and announce those
Carl's
functions.
A blessing.
Well, Diane, and
I think that's important to note. We don't just announce conservative things. We whatever's going on in the community, we give full credit to
You're
that.
Doing things that help our community. I mean, that's what, you know, that's what we're about, is our community moving forward.
Excuse me if you thought I was saying anything different.
Oh, no, that's okay. I just wanted to make sure that you knew that you've always got a spot here.
I talked to you a couple times.
Yeah, yes.
So I just would be glad, though, with a progressive, because I think more progressives would call in and say, hey, there's a need over here in this area. You know, like this month we're doing the Cesar Chavez, and everything that gets donated we're going to be distributing to farm workers.
Donia, do you have a date that you can put?
I do. I have it right in front.
Let's do it real quick.
It is Sunday, March 28th, 1 to 3, and it is a drive-through donation drop-off at 373 Park Marina Circle in Redding, and that is the circle that goes around behind Movies 8, the old Movies 8.
Yeah.
And the things that our local farm workers have asked for are hoodies, beanies, ball caps, gloves, and socks, and masks, hand sanitizer, hygiene items, and whatnot. We've already raised some money to be purchasing some of these items, and every penny will be going to the items and the farm workers direct.
Diane, one last time, what was the date and the location? We got a roll. So
Sunday, March 28th, 1 to 3 p.m. We thought people would come by after church, 373 Park Marina Circle in Redding. And all of the donors that drive through will be getting a goodie bag, and we're going to have some dancers there and a little bit of entertainment and a churro.
Oh.
A churro trailer.
Okay.
All right.
So,
thank you, Diane, for calling. We got a roll.
You're very welcome, and I look forward to helping you with the funding.
All right.
Okay. Hey, Richard, we'll get to you after the break, but here's a question that came in. How do you feel about defunding the police, Christian?
This is really important. I think that was really an unfortunate label. And people in the movement, the defund, aren't talking about, hey, let's go out there and tell the Reading Police Department, you have no more money. That's false. That is a falsehood that's being propagated by the extreme right. This is what the true intent is. You take some of that money, and by the way, the Stimulus Act does supply a lot of money to communities.
Yeah, straight to the communities, bypassing the state.
That's right. And so you take some of that funding, and you make sure that licensed professional social workers, by the way, that's what I am, or people who have been trained in crisis de-escalation are available to ride along with the police. You know, we had a guy right down here, about a year ago, died in front of Taco Bell down the street. And that was unnecessary. That was fully unnecessary. We do not, police officers, peace officers, is what have a very difficult job, one of the most difficult jobs in our society. But we need to augment them. They are not trained mental health workers. And sometimes things go sideways.
Well, then you would support what Chief Bill Shuler's doing with his new program. And he's right now trying to get it through the city council, where somebody from Health and Human Services, a mental health professional, is assigned to each shift and rides with a policeman. And they're dressed in civilian clothes to de-escalate things and all that.
Hey, Carl, maybe I can get a job over there. I don't know.
There you go, buddy. Okay, hey, look, we got to take a quick break here. Richard, hang on to the after the break. We'll be right back. It's 8:45 in the morning here on the 11th of March.
Please. 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
When you're looking at a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. Boy, was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out. And I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Oh, when the night is over, the better it'll be. Gone, gone, gone. But I'm the better.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 FM, your talk radio with Carl Bite and Chris Clark. It is 8:49 in the morning, 38 degrees out there. Going to be a beautiful day. Today, the 11th of March, we're here with Christian Garnier, who is a democratic socialist capitalist. Is that right?
I think we're there.
Yeah. We're there. Okay. You wanted to hit on one thing, and then we got phones lined up again.
You know what? Let's go to the phone.
Richard, good morning.
Good morning.
We can't hear you. Richard, we can't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Yeah, that Air America.
You're breaking.
Are you on speakerphone?
Yeah, hold on.
Take it off.
Take it off because you're not coming through.
Hello?
Okay, is that better?
Yeah.
Somewhat better.
Yeah, that Air America was a big failure. That was progressive nationwide. It didn't succeed not even a year. They couldn't get the sponsors because they didn't get that.
Oh, you're talking about...
He's talking about the Air America that was going to be a liberal
talk show
that went nationwide and it didn't make it.
Oh, okay.
You remember that one?
Yeah. Yeah,
we've already kind of addressed that, Richard, that... Those talk shows could not get the funding or the ratings to keep it up. And for corporations, the bottom line is what the only thing that counts.
And, Richard, I hope you tune in. And should we roll this show, you'll have that opportunity to hear the other side. And also, Richard, Tom Hartman has
a national program. I don't want to hear anymore.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
All right. Thanks, Richard. Richard, really hard to hear this time. Okay, let's go to Jimmy. Jimmy, good morning.
Hello.
Okay, we can hear you.
Yeah, okay, thank you. Well, I'd like to make a comment because it really makes my blood boil when I hear all these progressive liberals using Cesar Chavez's name to promote the illegal immigration activities. Cesar Chavez, if you know anything about him, was totally against illegal immigration. He knew what would happen when these people come through the borders, unvetted, unchecked, they get taken advantage of, and when people use Cesar Chavez's name, he is rolling over in his grave right now.
Richard, I need to disclose.
No, this is Jimmy.
Oh, Jimmy, I'm so sorry. Jimmy, I need to disclose something. I met Cesar Chavez.
Okay.
And I had a good relationship
with the wet line,
with the United Farm Workers organization.
Yeah, and United Farm Workers. Exactly.
I want to tell you that Caesar was all in favor of green card and of farm labor, but I think you're being a little untruthful in saying that the progressive left is using Cesar Chavez as a vehicle for illegal immigration. That is not true.
From what I've seen, it's true.
Well,
so what are you and Diane going to be talking about at this Cesar Chavez named shindig you guys are having?
You're going to need to come by, Richard. Sorry, Jimmy. You're going to need to come by and find out, but we've got other callers on the line, and I think we need to get
to
them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks,
I really
Jimmy.
Appreciate it.
Okay.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Whatever.
This is the other Richard. Good morning.
Hey, it's okay, better?
You had to get in close.
I'm back. Hey, you know what? I'm not sure how this Scandinavian capitalism works, but you can't be capitalist and socialist at the same time. Capitalism is keeping the fruits of your labor. Socialism is government taking a portion of your labor and redistributing it. So, you know, that's very confusing.
Well, Richard, I really appreciate what you're saying there. And I think that the best thing I can recommend, because we don't have the time to really get in that, is do a little bit of research. Do a little bit of research on that. I think that a lot of people are saying that, you know, socialism is Marxist, anti-capitalist, anti-industrial, and that's not true. That you know, that's a whole different bailiwick. But I encourage you to do some research, and if we're going to roll this program, I'll have some information that you can look up.
Well, the antithetical part of socialism in Shasta County is that we prefer smaller government here in Shasta County, not bigger government like socialists like. And you know what? If you're being a socialist, that's great. go to the Bay Area. They'll embrace you 100% down there.
Sir,
but
I live in the United States.
We are here locally.
Sir, I live in the United States of America. And I have, I've lived here probably longer than you have. I have every right to live here. And I do appreciate what you're saying, but I think it's based on some cloudy fact that we really don't have the time to get into right now. But I look forward to talking with you in the future.
Hey, you know what?
And Richard, you know, you can always bear in mind, we have the greatest thing in the United States is the right to agree to disagree.
That's right.
And that's what we need to get back to, as opposed to being ready to kill each other, because, I mean, most certainly everybody out in the listening audience knows that I probably disagree with most of what's been said here today. But he has the right to say it.
I'm willing for them to disagree with me.
Yeah.
Just don't take my stuff. Thank
gotcha.
You very much.
Gotcha.
Richard, thank you. You know, that's a good point.
The fact is that
everybody, you know, Christian, you're very well spoken. And the fact is that different political beliefs, different values on what government should do.
Yeah.
But I think the bottom line for people is the government, they feel about government is, let me keep my stuff and don't bother me.
No, Carl, I understand that. And that's not what socialism is about. What socialism is about is making sure that we have an equal playing field in the economy, so everybody has the same chance of winning. And right now, we don't have that. We just flat out do not have that. Nobody wants to come in and, well, they can come in and take my truck. Please come in and take my truck. Nobody wants to take anybody's gun. You know, this is
that's not true.
Let me finish. Has anybody ever in Shasta? Well, I've got to back up, because if you're under a 5150 here in California, you can lose your guns.
Yeah,
and I can explain that.
Well, you can also felonies and all types of things.
But
right.
Nobody here in Shasta County or in California or in the United States, as far as I know, has had a law enforcement officer and say, your political views exclude you from having rights to a gun.
Actually, that's not true, because that's a whole new discussion. But getting a gun permit, a permit to carry a gun, mm-hmm. is very difficult in many parts of the United States. Certainly not in Shasta County, but up and down the state of California, getting a concealed weapons permit is almost impossible in most counties.
Well, here's the deal. We've got more guns, way more guns, than we have people in the United States of America.
Yeah, and more the time, because they know that the other side is after our guns.
My gun view is this. If you want a gun, you have a constitutional right to that gun.
Exactly.
You do not have a constitutional right to buy a Sherman tank. You do not have a constitutional right to have a personal thermonuclear device. If you are going to have a weapon, it should be registered. You should have proof.
Why?
Because you
have a right to have the gun in your possession.
Here's the deal.
It says
understood.
The government shall make no law.
Understood.
So
well, that whole Second Amendment thing is like way more than. But what I'm trying to say is, we live in a society. I can't jump in my decrepit, beat up truck and drive that thing if it's not registered, or if I don't have a license, or if I don't have insurance. And that's there in place to protect you, protect society.
But you know what? You can't get that truck registered if it's a certain age. And the government has said you will not drive that truck. So
Carl, I'm afraid of that. I think I'm going to lose my truck.
Well, but that's what I mean is the government can say that, because I have friends that have businesses with trucks.
Yeah.
And if it's over a certain age, the government has said you cannot drive that truck. So effectively, they have taken away their right to make a living unless they put out another $150,000 for another truck.
Well, what's that age? I'm just curious, because mine's
15 years.
I've got a 93, so, and I got it.
Well,
I'm talking about
the diesel trucks that, you know,
okay.
That.
You listen, and that goes back to one of the questions.
And we got like 30 seconds. Finish it up, buddy.
I would look forward to talking about electrical vehicle and how we can get there.
Okay. Now, this is Christian Gardiner, and we have had a lot of people calling in not necessarily agreeing with Christian.
And some very much in agreement.
And so much in agreement. Christian would like to have a show on our station, and he is more than welcome to. So it's something that we need to reach out to the community and to have also.